Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hands up for a full free drop.
He's taking a seat, he's charging his phone, he's putting in his headphones, he has his laptop unpacked, he's adjusting his glasses, he's making sure that his cap is 3 degrees off center, because anything more, anything less will destroy his today. Today is an edition of...
Relax, it's Flax.
Or, in vernacular...
Relax, ki flex.
Perfect, there you go. All right, bro, how are you?
I'm good. My health's not good.
Yeah, you said you got a hernia.
I don't know what I've got. Like, for the past 3 days, I've had the maddest headache. Like, I've had no energy up until right now. And I was at gym earlier. I was at gym yesterday, and I was at gym on Wednesday. I gymed for 15 minutes, and then I feel like I'm going to faint.
So what
do
you...
My heart starts palpitating.
What are you going to do to sort this out, bro?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go get some blood tests done on Tuesday and just check. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe something burst inside me. Maybe I'm lacking iron, or something I'm doing is taking up the iron. You never know, because maybe like all this heat, you're exerting some form of what-what.
Yeah, some form of what-what. That could be a bit of a problem.
You see, I could have sorted it out on Monday, but Dr. Cindy wasn't here. You see, I try wait till Monday, get Dr. Cindy to sort it out. Then it doesn't cost me a cent.
But didn't you have a treatment this week?
Treatment?
Yeah, you did some sort of therapy thing.
Colon therapy?
Yeah.
No, that's on Monday.
Oh, that's on Monday.
That's on Monday. Okay. I'm very excited for that.
All right. Well, that's going
to
be great.
Apparently, you need to be healthy, and washing out any part that could be unhealthy in your body, you must do.
I'm so excited to hear how your colon feels.
I just hope it doesn't hurt.
The colon.
I hope it's like a procedure that's just painless.
Okay. Well, here's hoping, bro.
Well, a lot of people do it.
Listen, I have to say thank you so much. I was such a dumb idiot yesterday. I left my keys in your car. I feel so bad. And then you wrapped the show and realized I have no keys, and you came back to give me my keys. So thank you very much.
So what happened was you left them in the back seat, and I never look in the back seat. But because I had to swap over cars back to my car because it came back from service, I like emptied out the car, and I noticed these keys. I'm like, those definitely are mine. So I had to try work out who was there. And then I was like, okay, I can either go drop them right now and go straight into traffic, or go at 6 and then skip traffic. I legit had zero traffic on the way here.
But thank you very, very much for bringing them. That was cool. I was looking for them frantically because I don't know. I think it's because it's towards the end of the year, or because I've been working on a really big project that I'm super passionate about. But I start like literally not being able to do basic life things, like leaving my keys in someone else's car.
Because you direct energy to the bigger things, so you forget the little things.
It's I opened the fridge the other day and realized I'd put the sugar in the fridge after putting it on my oats. Like an hour later, I put the sugar in the fridge. I get very bad at doing life things.
You know, when I phoned, because you were on air, so I phoned Kat, because Jono never answers his phone. So I'm like, Kat, listen, just let Aria know when he looks for his keys in the back of my car. He's like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to make him look for them and play a game with him. I'm like, no, just tell him where they are.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been funny at all. At all. Listen, Nora Mac on WeChat says, glad Relax It's Flax is back and not Relax It's William.
William. I love William. He's so funny.
What's the deal with you and William?
William, he's like my informant. If anything goes down in the morning during Gareth's show, William phones and tells me.
Okay.
If something happens in the celebrity industry, like, remember when, what's that dude's name? The singer?
There's quite a few.
He sings that song by Biedenberg, but the cover song.
Johnny Apple.
So remember when Johnny Apple came out?
Yes.
So William phoned to let me know.
Otherwise,
I would never have known.
Wow.
Well, so I labeled him my informant.
Well, William, if you want to call in, it's 0861555189.
William knows like everything.
Nora Mac will give you like 2-3 minutes with Flax.
Nora Mac, why don't you phone in?
Okay, let's get into it here, bro. What's happening? What's on the agenda today?
So you know we're all about making money.
Yes.
Everybody wants
to
be rich.
Actually, we're not about making money.
What are we
about
now?
If we were, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Are we not making money right now?
We would be building buildings and mining mines and doing, I don't know, business with the people all around the world on private jets.
Okay, so some people are about making money.
Some people are serious about making money.
Some people are serious about making money and making like a living and stuff. So these two dudes came up. No, these two dudes can't be serious about making money because this idea is stupid. basically, they've earned £11,000. What's that? 11,000 times 21.
I will give you the exact...
I bet you that gives you £22,000. No, what? 220,000 rand? 22 times 11.
No, no, no. £11,000, according to my...
222,000.
No.
Oh, God. How's my math so weak?
No, it's because you don't know the exchange rate.
It's like 21, no?
It's 11,000 British pounds is 233,184 rand.
Okay, just to check my math. If we're going 11 times 21, that gives you 230. Oh, my God. I was
no, but
way
remember,
off.
A pound is 21 rand 19.
I know, I know. I was just checking my math, though.
Okay.
To see if I was still tight.
And are you?
No, I'm very loose with maths.
Could be something to do with the colon, bro. tell me about these two guys.
Okay. So they started, you know, these weird businesses where you send people random shit. Like you'll send a glitter bomb or you'll send, what was that other thing that, you'll send a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
So now they send a brick or you can send a potato that's got shit written on it, like a message written on it, and you send it to a random person. And it doesn't tell you who sent it. But the riddle's like supposed to make you think who sent it so that you can now order one and send it back to the person you thought sent it to you. Now, these oaks have made £11,000 in one freaking month. How much did that come to again?
233,000 and 184 rand.
Imagine making 233,000 rand a month.
From potatoes.
From just taking a brick that probably costs like, how much do bricks cost?
I don't know. I'm just filling in my resignation here. and going onto the Fruit and Veg City website to see what the deal on tomatoes is today.
Let's just say a brick costs 50 rand. So you're sending out a brick for 50 rand and you're making 240,000 rand a month.
It's ridiculous.
Ugh, oaks are balling out of control.
It's ridiculous.
You know how much Kanye must have made from his release of all his new stuff?
Although, I gotta say, like, you go to a party, you're hanging out with people, they ask you, what do you do? And you say, well, I send potatoes and bricks.
I found a way to make money by sending people potatoes and bricks, and every girl that is cool. Running for you.
That is cool. Yeah, or running away from you.
What do you think of Kanye's new stuff that's out?
What's he done?
Well, he's got his new shirts and stuff. It's all like, it looks a lot like prison wardrobe.
Isn't this from a few weeks ago?
Well, it's like 2 weeks ago it dropped, no?
Yeah,
because I saw Yeezys out 2 weeks ago.
You just really want Yeezys. That's why you're talking about Kanye.
So bad.
Listen, bro, a lot of people in the world want Yeezys. Yeezys are the most expensive shoes, I think, on eBay at the moment, aren't they?
No, I swear to God. Online, they were $200.
But you didn't. So where are yours then if they were online and $200?
Okay, so I asked my girlfriend to give me Yeezys for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So she spent the whole time on these websites trying to get these Yeezys for like $200. And every time you go to check out, so many people on the website that it just crashes.
I can see here. Yeah, if you go onto eBay and you look up Yeezys, it's between like 3 and 30,000 rand for a pair.
Jesus.
You can get like Adidas Yeezy Boost size 10s, authentic Kanye West for like 8 grand.
But you don't even know if those are real.
That's the problem, bro.
How much were Yeezys when they were here?
It's not about how much they are. It's about the fact that there's limited stock worldwide. I mean, when they were here, they were like 2-3 grand, but they only gave like 100 pairs away and you had to stand in a queue.
You know what I'm doing when I get home tonight? I'm going to email Kanye and I'm going to tweet him. Because apparently some dude tweeted Kanye the other day and Kanye was like, hey man, I'll send you 6 pairs.
Oh, wow. Yo. That's very nice of Kanye.
You know how dope that would be?
What else, bro?
Okay. I've got a list here from like the CIA, and this is a list of the disgusting things that all boys secretly do.
Okay.
Okay, now you got to be honest if you do this.
All right.
Okay, and also on WeChat, you got to message in and be honest. If you do this, say, I do this. If you don't do this, say, I don't do this. And then we'll tally up some votes at the end. How about that?
Perfect, bro.
Okay. Rewearing 5-day-old boxers so long as there's no visible piss or poo on them. Do you do that?
No.
What about pants? How long will you wear pants for?
Oh, no. Pants, what pants with no visible piss or shit on them?
No, like, how many times do you wear jeans till you wash them?
No, like 2, 3, 4 times.
Jeez, 4 times is a bit hectic.
It is a bit hectic.
The amount of stuff that must be picked up.
Well, how many times do you wear a pair of pants?
I used to wear jeans once, and then I now wear jeans twice and then wash them.
Okay. And boxers?
Boxers get washed every day because I sleep in them naked.
Ah, We have already found a crack in the system, a flaw in the hole. Just yesterday, Michael Flax, or the day before, I was walking with him and another Cliff Central staff member who we can get on the line to confirm this, and he was telling us about his Opi Kopi experience where he didn't change for days in a row.
I legit wore the same jocks for 3 days straight.
So you've been caught out already.
Yeah, but that's
okay. Next.
Okay. Wanking basically anywhere.
Okay. I mean, part of me, for the sake of Relax It's Flax and creating great stuff and people getting, you know, a really, really good insight into you, is wondering, should I ask the most obscure place that Michael Flax has masturbated? And then the other side of me is saying it's information that I don't need or want in my life. And so I will leave the directive up to you.
Where is the maddest place? But I was young, so does it really count? I was in an aeroplane. I wanted to join the Mile High Club, and this was as close as I was ever going to get.
And now we know him a hell of a lot better. What else, bro?
Using a jet of hot piss.
Of?
A jet of hot piss to clean caked off poo from the toilet bowl. And no, we are all guilty of this. We are all guilty. When I see skid marks, like Jono yesterday went to the bathroom, massacred it.
Oh. No, and then what happened?
I'm joking. It wasn't him. It was the guy before, but I blamed him.
Okay.
So there was like skid marks and stuff, and then I had to use my hose to remove these skid marks.
That's one way to clean the toilets at cliffcentral.com. Sure. We really are killing it on a Friday. What else, bro?
Pissing in the shower.
Yeah, we've all done that at some point.
No, but do you do that still?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I did it like for quite a few days in a row when I was on like Jewish camp. But that's because like you had to do as much as possible as you could because it was such a process to like find a bathroom or use a bathroom or anything. Okay. Is this information necessary?
I'm telling you, every dude does half this stuff.
And then the final one.
Okay. Sniffing their fingers after scratching their actual bum hole. I know dudes do this. I don't do this because I could not think of anything more disgusting that would make me gag quicker than the smell of my bum hole. But I'm telling you, dudes do this.
Next week, we'll have an actual bum hole in studio. And ask them how they feel about being scratched.
We can actually ask that question on the sex show.
What happened on the sex show today? Weren't they quite serious? They were talking about HIV and AIDS. They had quite a serious conversation, considering last week they did a live orgasm.
I had to go fetch my gym clothes when they were.
Okay. You know, we've got an app, and then if you get the app, and you go to podcasts. Sorry. Then we've got podcasts there, yeah.
Do you know you can even tweet from the app?
Yeah, you can. In the app, you press the Twitter icon and you can do it.
Live tweet from the app.
Okay, so from scratching one's bum hole, where do we go from there, bro? Where's next?
This is bizarre as hell. This is one of those stories like you try to do a good deed and you just end up getting murdered. So a man went to an adoption, like one of those dog adoptions places in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he bought a Rottweiler. I think it wasn't a puppy. It was like a 5-year-old Rottweiler or something like that. And then he went home with the Rottweiler, playing with it, what. The wife comes home to find him dead. The Rottweiler is suspected to have killed him. How? That needs a dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
You don't have that.
I don't know that sound effect, bro.
Do you have the horns?
It's not the GCS, yeah.
So imagine that, doing a good deed and your Rottweiler just kills you. Has Chi-Chi the Chow-Chow ever bit you?
Chi-Chi has never ever bitten me. But I was actually reading up on that article and I came across a very interesting piece in terms of they got a police report on this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's basically just one question that they have in the police report that they're trying to answer. What happened to us getting puppies?
Yeah, I know. Kat did try, but the puppies were, I think, too young. She tried to get Labrador puppies, but I really want to fill this freaking studio with puppies one Friday.
Producer Kat, what happened to the puppies? Where are the puppies at? I thought we were going to get puppies this week. Where are the puppies?
Like Michael said, they were too small to come.
But can't we get other puppies? Can't we get, like, Dachshunds or something? Can't we get... I want Yorkshire Terriers. I'm just... Yep, 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 yep.
I'm not a pet store.
We should do like a puppy week
where we puppy just appreciation week.
Puppy appreciation week. Pap.
Pap.
No, Paul. Paul. It's Paul. Puppy appreciation week. If ever something was meant to be, it was puppy appreciation week.
And
Paul,
that is so easy to get sponsored. Pile in puppies.
Okay, Flax, please tell everybody something while I email the sales department.
Let me see. Shakira. Oh my God. Like, what is the last thing you ever expected, like, a scandal to come up with Shakira? Like, she looks so innocent.
I'm still at Puppy Appreciation Week, bro.
Okay, so I'm going to just dive in straight to the scandal. So, allegedly, the Colombian pop beauty and footballing husband, Gerard Piqué, are the latest set of celebrities.
Gerard Piqué are the latest set of celebrities
to get caught up in a sex tape scandal. Now, I honestly would be first in line to buy Shakira's sex tape.
Ah, do you know what it sounds like?
No.
That's what a sex tape sounds like.
Nah, imagine her hips moving in that sex tape and her hips don't lie.
Yeah, there's a couple of scenes. There's the first scene is Whenever, Wherever.
Yeah, he's like, where do you want a baby? Wherever, whenever.
There is the hips don't lie. And then he's like, prove it. And then, yeah, there's a whole thing that happens there. There's also the Dirty Laundry.
What Dirty Laundry?
That was wasn't that the name of her album, Dirty Laundry? And then, of course, the grand finale is when she does the Waka Waka with her woo-ha woo-ha.
Waka Waka.
But it actually does it. Her woo-ha does go, wah, 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 eh. I promise you, that's what happens in the sex tape. Her woo-hoo, woo-hoo does the Waka Waka.
Oh, that's so hectic.
Shakira will be next week's guest on Sex Talk with John T. Searle at 10 a.m. on a Friday. Let's go to the lines. I don't know if it is, but it probably is. William, what's happening?
What's up? How's it going, dude?
Get in yourself, man. What's your plans for the weekend?
Just going to take it easy this week. Last weekend was a bit too hectic.
What'd you get up to?
Went to city clubs. Two in one night and then one on Sunday. So.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah.
Were you drunk from like Friday night till Sunday night?
Pretty much.
I need one of those weekends.
William, where in the world are you? Which province in South Africa or where in the world are you?
Yeah, I stay in Rustenburg.
Rustenburg. Would you drive up to Johannesburg to meet Michael Flax live on the air?
Yeah, it depends. I come to Joburg quite often.
Yeah, Well, this is the thing. So we need to put the two of you in touch. We need to have a moment. I think you should be a guest on Relax It's Flax. Do you think that's possible between now and the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're serious and you want to do it, I want you to email me. It's ary@cliffcentral.com, ary@cliffcentral.com, and we're going to set it up.
No problem.
Did you get lucky at the club last weekend?
Yeah.
Did you sound like a smooth man?
Yeah, I got one, Betty.
One Betty.
I just wanted with your list about what guys do. Anything I do probably is peeing in the shower, but I make sure I aim like straight into the drain.
To the hole, good.
Yeah.
Where's the weirdest place that you've wanked?
Right now, yeah. Sorry?
No, just nothing crazy, actually, yeah.
All right, well, dude, thank you very much for calling in, but we want to see you in real life, so we're going to make it happen, right?
All right, cool.
Wait, quick one. Do you ever sniff your finger after scratching your bum hole?
No fucking way. That's disgusting.
Thanks, William.
Right, cheers.
Cheers.
Did he phone you this morning?
No, he didn't phone me this morning. I wish he did.
Okay, but he has phoned you this week.
Yeah, sometimes he phones in the morning and he asks what's on Relax's Flax later, and it actually gives me motivation to go collect content.
Fantastic. Thank you, William, for keeping him in check.
I love the way he says hello. What's up? Reminds me of Scream Movie.
It's dope.
You know, for like 5 minutes there, like on the phone going, what's up?
Just back and forth. All right, bro, what's next?
Okay. 17 countries where boobs are considered more dangerous than guns.
What?
How hectic is
that? Where have you been Googling?
I've been on Hot Topics today.
Who came up with this list?
Listen to this. And this Cindy from Ireland must take down. While it's technically legal to own a gun in Ireland, not many people do. Even the police are an armed force. However, Ireland has got a long history of Catholic-inspired laws enforcing draconian measures on matters of public decency, such as censorship and nudity. For women publicly displaying their nip in Ireland, they can expect to face 6 months in prison or a fine of 634 euros. How hectic is that?
I don't know if that is that hectic. Listen, you did say boobs considered more dangerous than guns. That's clickbait, first of all.
What's
because
clickbait?
Clickbait is when, like, they put out a title so that you click on it.
Ah.
Because here you are thinking that, you know, boobs are going to get you locked away for longer than a gun. But a gun, you can shoot. I mean, a gun is a in this day and age, especially with what's happening in the world, guns are pretty serious, yo.
Yeah, but you can probably walk around with your gun out. But as soon as some nip slips, you hit with a final or 6 months in prison.
Okay, give me the other countries, because I think this is a little dumb.
Talking about prison, the other day we did on Gareth's show what you would have as your last meal in prison.
Okay.
If you're on death row, what would you have?
I'll listen to the podcast and then comment.
No, but what would you have?
My last meal in prison.
Would it be that sweet and sour chicken
we had yesterday? No, it wouldn't be the sweet and sour chicken we had yesterday, but it's very good sweet and sour chicken. Shout out to the name of that restaurant.
Would it be sushi?
No, my last meal would, what was yours?
I went with the Big Mac, large chips and large Coke.
No, that's a very boring choice.
No, you're joking. I was brought in this world with that. I will leave this world with that.
What do you mean you were brought into this world with that?
That's the only first memory I have of eating something.
Is a Big Mac.
A Big Mac.
Jeez, this McDonald's brand. That's a very good question. What would I want my last, you know?
You can pick anything in this world. Where's the nicest place you've eaten at? Okay, let me help you.
I love food, so I should have a very clear-cut answer
to
this.
Would it be meat or milk?
I don't know.
We've got to narrow it down, meat or milk.
I really don't know. Can't I just have a buffet?
No.
You know what? Actually, I'm about to die. I could care less what my last meal is. You're not going to win with this question.
Happy.
I have no answer to that question. Okay. Give me the other countries where boobs are more legal than
In Russia, it's all right for the country's leader to pose topless for homoerotic holiday snaps.
I would help you out on this reading thing, but I don't know where you are in the notes.
But if you want, wait, I'm a bit down there. If you keep going down next page. I think it's actually that page. Same page.
Okay, this page.
Okay. So I'm by where it says Russia.
Yeah.
Okay, in Russia, it's all right for the country's leader to pose topless for homoerotic holiday snaps. But if a woman does the same, then she's liable to face a £50 fine.
Okay, so the leader of Russia obviously has pictures of him on holiday and he's probably got man boobs. Okay, all right. 50 euro fine, yeah. Give me two more countries because I think this is dumb.
Iraq.
Yeah, well, obviously everything's illegal there.
As in Syria, for not wearing the hijab, Iraqi women risk being humiliated publicly, beaten, imprisoned, and fined.
It's just not a good place overall to be a woman in that country.
Let's stop with that one because I got such cooler things further down.
Okay, let's keep it moving.
Oh, okay, I bet you didn't know this. But Facebook's got this new thing. If you break up with your girl, you can actually put on a setting that it hides all her posts. And it also, if you go onto her profile, it hides all her posts for 6 months.
I saw this.
And
I
you can never go
this.
Back from that. So you break up with your chick and then it says, would you like to... What's it say? Would you like to take a break? And then you click yes, take a break. And then for 6 months, you see nothing on
the
profile.
And you can't undo it.
Can't undo it for 6 months.
You see, this is the thing, though. So many people will have a break in a relationship, then get back together. Now it's going to be awkward because you're not going to be able to see. She's going to go on your phone. She's going to go to her profile. And it's going to be blocked. And it's going to start the argument again. And it's going to, you know. If you can't control, though, what you look at on Facebook, then I feel like you really need to get a lot of your shit together.
But people who break up and then want to get back together need to get their shit together. You broke up, move on. Go to I nearly broke that. You broke up, move
the
on, and just go to someone else. You know,
are there people? And I know this is true for me that I follow on Twitter, but I've muted.
No, I don't have.
I have a long ass list.
I don't even know how to mute.
So basically, you follow them, so they see that you are following them, so they can't shout at you. But sometimes they just tweet way too much. Like every 5 minutes, they're tweeting something. And you know you should follow them because they're a mate and they're great in real life. But then you just like, yo, I can't have this every 5 minutes of my life. So you just mute them.
in the current building, have you muted anybody?
I have muted people. They are not muted at present. But I have been known to mute Cliff Central staff.
Yes. You're deep. How deep is your love?
Including Michael Flax. I had to mute him.
Have you muted?
What are you tweeting about these days?
Now I'm tweeting what comes to mind.
No, I'm joking.
Look at my latest tweets.
I'd like to put it on record that I would never ever mute Michael Flax's tweets because everything he tweets is fantastic.
Yeah, today I tweeted, I'm so confused. And then there's a picture of Justin Bieber's Love Me song. And next to that is the Love Yourself album.
Beautiful. And what kind of traction did you get?
I got one retweet.
Ah, very good. I was quite impressed this morning. I put out a tweet that I didn't think was going to get any traction. I said, Friday is that part in the song when the bass drops and people liked it.
How many?
18 likes and 16 retweets.
Good lord. I thought this was going to get maximum likes last night. Getting chicks is like farming. Plant 24 seeds and 12 take to fruition.
Hey, wait, start that again.
Getting chicks is like farming. Plant 24 seeds and 12 take to fruition.
What kind of traction did that get?
I got one favorite.
Okay.
I don't think my Twitter followers...
I think it's because people were confused if you're speaking about planting a seed as in impregnating someone or...
No, I don't think they know how to retweet and favorite.
No, I think they do.
Because I'm not getting enough.
I think they do, bro.
You see, you drop a tweet, you want to be noticed. I want to feel like that cool kid in class. And then I get like one favorite. I need more love.
Yeah. Coming up next week, we'll have a deeper discussion on first world problems and the influence of them on Michael Flax on Relax It's Flax. But just before we're going to run out of time, what else, dude?
Okay. So the dude who invented Tinder.
Yeah.
You may have heard of Sean Rad.
No, I thought okay. I thought it was the Valentine.
No, Sean Rad.
Didn't Valentine?
Cupid.
Cupid invent Tinder?
Sean Rad, 29 years old, CEO of Tinder. Guess how many chicks he slept with?
Chiss. At this point, countless.
That's what you may think. He's only ever slept with, and the magic number is 20.
20.
And that's not bad at all. For a dude that's invented something that's gotten more guys, more than 20 girls in probably a month.
So here's a question. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen the CEO of Snap, the guy that made Snapchat. What the hell is his name?
Yeah, I don't know. I know you're talking
about. Anyway, he was dating Miranda Kerr and like he dates all these hot models and everything. Would you rather be a pop star or a rock star of the app world having invented a dope app?
Define what pop star, Justin Bieber or?
No, let's go more like Jason Derulo.
Ah, shit.
Oh, no, actually, go Justin Bieber.
I'd rather Justin be Justin Bieber
versus the guy that invented Instagram.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber or Barack Obama? Justin Bieber.
I don't know. I feel like if you go the app way, then like... Not
life's a lot easier.
No, the thing is, like, you don't have paparazzi. People don't know... Not everybody knows your face. But the people you meet, once they know who you are, all of a sudden they think you're so dope. And also, you've got like quiet money.
The life's a lot slower, I guess.
No, I don't know about slower. I would go money and power with not a lot of fame, but fame in the right sort of spaces.
I don't know. Justin Bieber's just so cool.
Yeah, he's got all those 11-year-olds.
Like, look at these app dudes. Like, if you had to probably pull up a photo of Sean Rad, he probably looks like he's just wearing a plain-ass t-shirt with plain-ass shorts with plain-ass shoes. He's not wearing Yeezys.
Yeah, but that's because that's what they have to do. And they're the people that are selling Yeezys. Because they're platforms. Mark Zuckerberg
wears the same t-shirt every day. Well, not every day. He's got the same shirt in seven different... Wait. He's got the same color shirt in seven different shirts. What did I just say? He's got the same color shirt, but seven of them.
Next week on Relax, It's Flax, English professor for children. Will be in the studio to help Flax out. He just wears gray t-shirts.
Mm, gray t-shirts and jeans.
I've actually tried to incorporate that. I wear black t-shirts and white t-shirts.
I now do that.
Yeah.
But not,
not today.
Well, today I've got two pairs of jeans, which I rotate throughout the week.
Okay.
And then on the weekends, I got a special pair of jeans.
So
how
do you get them washed so quickly? Because you said earlier you only wear them twice.
Yeah, during
so if you have are you talking about a working week or a weekend with a weekend?
A full week.
A full week. So 7 days in a week. So every 2 days, you're washing the jeans. You got a very quick turnaround in terms of ironing there, bro.
Yeah. Some days I won't. So like most days I wash them. But some days, like Wednesdays, I won't wash them. Maybe Fridays, I won't wash one of the pairs till Monday. And I got the other pair. And then I got like those like baggy jeans and stuff like that. I got enough jeans.
This is fascinating. And I hate to be the guy to put the brakes on a fascinating conversation, but I do want the final story for the week.
Final story for the week. I'm still trying to figure this out. Khloe Kardashian, her whole family's freaked out because she's got something. What's it called? It's not syphilis. It's staph infection. What the hell is staph infection?
I have no idea.
I've been trying to work it out all day because apparently she got it from staying bedside by Lamar Odom, and someone in the Jenner family.
Don't Google that on Google Images.
Died from staph. Let me see.
Don't Google that. I'm trying to.
Okay, now I'm going to Google.
Explain what staph infection is. I hate that. You know when you Google Did images, you stuff is nasty. I was open on images.
Oh my god, get that off my screen. That is disgusting. It's like a pimple gone raw, hitting the bone of the body. Oh my god.
It's staph infections. There's a group of them, range from simple boils to antibiotic resistant infections to flesh eating infections. It's like a nasty infection that you get on your skin.
That is the sickest thing I've ever seen.
It's not particularly great.
You can die from that.
Yeah. Okay, well, she's not going to be, you know, named the sexiest woman for a while.
Oh, Matt, since we mentioned I need some Twitter love, I just got another 3 retweets on my my Justin Bieber one.
That's fantastic.
That's so kind and caring.
That's beautiful. You're one step closer to being fulfilled and self-actualized. give me the final message for the week, Flax.
You know, if you're going to think, you might as well think big. And that is straight from Donald Trump.
Fantastic.
What a good choice.
Beautiful. Listen, how do we keep up with you all day?
You can follow me on Twitter, and that's at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. And be sure to please just retweet anything I put out, favorite anything I put out, comment on anything I put out. Also, there's Instagram at Michael Flax. Also, like everything I put out, comment on everything I put out.
And we're out of time. We'll do that again with Flax next week, Friday, just after 4. Touching base with Alessandro Barbosa and all the latest gaming news on the other side of this.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy.
We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
I was never brave. I was young, out of control, drinking, drowning, brewing the storm. I was never brave. Bengi igwala, buckled, crawled, crashed. I was never brave. Fled, bled, followed, never led. If only someone had stepped in, pulled me out. That's why I became the mentor I wish I'd had. Help under 18 say no to alcohol. Sign up at sabstories.co.za. Hashtag be the mentor. A South African Brewers Initiative.
Christmas is on the way, and so is the happiest family event of the year, the Parkview Charity Christmas Market at the George Hay Park in Parkview from the 27th to the 29th of November. The Christmas Market is a weekend of fun, unique arts and crafts, brilliant gift ideas, kids' fun galore, big screen sports, a beer tent, and a champagne and oyster bar with continual live music. Parkview Christmas Market for a great time, with all proceeds going to charity.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.